1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the FBI is pushing Congress for a vote soon on reauthorizing FISA, the law that lets spy agencies listen in on communications of foreign nationals without obtaining a warrant. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Congressional leaders say they're hopeful they can pass a bill reauthorizing a U.S. spy program known as FISA after a late-night agreement. 19 Republicans previously voted to block the reauthorization of FISA, concerned it goes too far and can jeopardize the privacy of Americans. One change now being made, potentially reauthorizing FISA for 2 years instead of five.
After the expected House vote today, House Speaker Mike Johnson will head to Mar-a-Lago to hold what he says will be a news conference alongside former President Donald Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Arizona following this week's state Supreme Court decision upholding an 1864 law that bans all abortions except to save the life of the mother. Nearly 400 severe storm reports this week from the south into the Great Lakes and Northeast. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is denying a Waukesha area woman's request to be released from a mental health facility. Morgan Geiser was 12 when she and a friend stabbed another girl a decade ago. They said they thought they were appeasing a fictional character called Slender Man. The judge ruled yesterday that Geiser is still a threat to herself and others. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets next week to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The man who died after a standoff with authorities this week north of Edgerton is the same person who was charged in 2006 for trying to sexually assault a corpse in southwest Wisconsin. Alexander Grunke of Middleton died Wednesday. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett says Grunke and a 13-year-old girl dropped a five-month-old child off at a home near McFarland, then led law enforcement on a long chase. Grunke was wanted for questioning and a homicide in Dubuque. The children belonged to the victim. Some Dane County board members want to ban supervisors from applying for other jobs in county government while serving on the board. Supervisor Rick Rose of Madison's East Side introduced two proposals yesterday. They were prompted by former supervisor Cecily Castillo, who quit the board last month and accepted the job of chief of staff to the county board the next day. The ordinance amendments will go to committee next and to the full board in May. And this is WMDX News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers head to Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a weekend series against the Orioles at Camden Yards. Yesterday's game with the Reds got rained out in Cincinnati. Rescheduled as a doubleheader in August. NBA, the Bucks in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks coming off wins over the Celtics and Orlando Magic. NFL, the Packers on the tailgate tour headed to Brazil this fall to take on the Eagles for the opener. I asked Kenny Clark.
Do you know anybody that's been to Brazil?
I went there a couple years ago. Actually.
You did?
Yeah, I was in Brazil. I was in Rio. And I had an amazing time, man. There's so many Packer fans out there, so many football fans out there. I went during the Super Bowl and watched the Super Bowl at a bar, and the energy there was amazing. I can only imagine, you know, what the experience we're going to have when we out there actually playing a football game in Brazil. The fans are going
to
be amazing.
So LaFleur's coming to you for tips on how to get around Brazil.
yeah. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead to come to me for the tips.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon, and it is going to be breezy today. Our high 58, the wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 37. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Standing with Donald Trump as it relates to Ukraine means standing with Putin. And standing with Donald Trump as it relates to the border means standing with chaos and disorder. That's just where he takes you. He's not interested in governing. He's not interested in solving any problem in your life. He's just interested in solving his own problems. And he's now completely wrapped up the House of Representatives in that, and it's gonna have real consequences.
Thank you, Alpha Liberal, Eric Swalwell.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter will join us on panel tomorrow night in Minneapolis at the Pantages Theater. SexyLiberal.com. Get those tickets. Oh, my God, the excitement is building, Chris. Bill, go through the roof.
Okay.
Jim says, love you all as long as we're bringing back Arizona laws from the 1800s. Can we bring back the Wyatt Earp era laws forbidding guns within the city limits? Mm-hmm. There you go. Let's be consistent, shall we? Love you all. Can't wait to inappropriately squeeze you with Sexy Liberal Phoenix. Oh. Jim and Phoenix. Very exciting.
Just don't pick up Francis.
Let's try to get future Senator Gallego to be Phoenix Sexy Liberal. Let's work on that. Here we go. Bill from Tampa. This is a bit of a love letter. Mama, longtime listener. First time listener, longtime writer. I was surfing the stations on my toaster oven looking for a bulimic ditch licker.
Uh-huh.
But only found your show.
Okay.
That's what one guy on Twitter calls me.
Which is funny.
Hi, hater. I would like to be the official audiovisual engineer of the Stephanie Miller Show, Gling. Okay. I'm writing to ask you to stop making fun of Fox News hosts for drinking box wine. Thanks to Republican policies, that's all I can afford. Oh, we don't judge.
No.
Please tell Jody she is sexy, funny, and very smart. Tell Chris he is wrong about everything. And as for you, Mama, you're the sexiest, smartest, loveliest, and most beautiful woman, and always right. I love you the most. Well, doesn't he have exquisite taste? Thank you, Bill.
He wants to date you.
He wants to marry you.
Okay. Why not? I'm in the lost the will to live phase of my life.
Okay.
Damien in York, Pennsylvania writes, to the schmuck who said it's not the end of the world if you have to travel to another state for an abortion. Okay, fool, tell that to someone who simply can't afford to do that. Or tell that to someone in, say, Arkansas, where it's not only prohibited, but you're also surrounded by states that also prohibit it, mm-hmm. and you have to go all the way to the Northeast. Or tell someone in a state like Idaho, where even though you can go to two of your neighboring states to get it done, there'll be people watching your every move and ready to rat you out at a moment's notice. Same because Texas, reasons. Yeah. Actually, better yet, shut up and mind your own business and get a life. Thank you, Damien, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Carrie Lake. Joe tweets about Carrie Lake saying, "I don't like abortions." He said, "I don't like abortions." The implication here is that liberal women like abortions, like they want them handed out in a candy store. Nobody likes abortions, lady. By the way, if you don't like it, you're free not to get one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the term safe, rare, and legal? It's just the fact that we're still debating this is just okay.
Well, they want to get rid of birth control too. That's going to be even worse.
Yeah. By the way, Hillary Clinton, who have I ever
No, it's not important now.
You can get your Hillary was right about everything t-shirt at stephaniemiller.com. Right. It's fantastic. She tweeted, the same people who said women were hysterical for warning that Roe v. Wade would be overturned are the same people now saying we're being alarmist about a Trump-enacted national abortion ban. Donald Trump has never practically said anything that's true ever. He is absolutely going to sign a national abortion ban. Okay. John Pavlovitz says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but Donald Trump is a rapist, and anyone voting for him is saying that rape is not a deal breaker for them. Thank you. On top of, before you get to everything else, right? Mm-hmm. Legal ad, Woo, said, Alvin Bragg's case is very strong because it's very simple. The strength of this case is likely one of the reasons why Trump is so desperate to avoid this trial starting. I'll say. And George Conway with a weather forecast. Latest weather from New York City. Stormy with a chance of incarceration. That's funny. It's funny because it's true. Okay.
It's good.
Let's go to, speaking of trials, Marie in Atlanta. Our prosecutor until Fonnie Willis is available, and then we're going to dump you like a bad habit. Hello.
Good morning. I wanted to call in and comment about the O.J. Simpson situation.
Yes.
I thought he was guilty. Yeah, well, do you understand what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
I thought he was guilty, but that, honestly, the major mistake was putting the glove in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gave him the ability to manipulate mm-hmm. the belief as far as right. whether or not it fit.
Right.
Unfortunate, but it does happen. But I also remember watching people react and thinking about how Merle Evans had to watch a jury fail her yeah. and her family twice.
Yeah.
Who's
and that?
Sorry.
That didn't.
What? Marley Evers.
That didn't.
Oh,
yeah. Marley Evers. Yeah. Medgar Evers.
Yeah.
Civil rights era.
Sorry. You know what it is? Whenever someone says the whole, if you don't fit, that's the other thing that will haunt us till the end of time. Yeah. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Yeah. Someone said, if the coroner is sure, you must inter. Okay. So we're going to hear those jokes forever.
Oh, God.
About O.J. being dead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's what I was thinking of.
Right.
And as far as, you know, the fact that Merle Evers was failed, you know, didn't get justice, that didn't and it doesn't bring back the victims in O.J.'s case.
Yeah.
But I just remember also that the reaction of the black community in the Medgar Evers case had to be extraordinarily quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas there was some freedom on both, you know, on all sides. For people to react.
Well, yeah, but think of, you know, we were saying, openly. You know, Marie, just the trajectory here in L.A. was right after Rodney King. Yeah. And that, think about, like, yeah. we didn't have camera, and no one had, you know, smartphones then. And so right. the fact that that was recorded, and it was the first time we had yeah. one of these, you know, we saw a bunch of white guys beating the crap out of a black guy on tape, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then getting away with yeah. it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but the other thing is, the interesting part that people aren't really putting together is that Fonnie Willis being an elected DA, that's a through line. Mm. You have yeah. that situation yeah. where, you know, black prosecutors up until then were not black elected prosecutors. They were line prosecutors subject to the elected prosecutor's decisions about discretion, et cetera.
Yeah. I know, isn't it and funny, like, everything woman. This week is, like, you know, one degree of O.J. separation, because we were saying, like, Mark and Chris Darden were sleeping together. No one knew. No one cared. It just, there was no conflict. Sure. Just like with Fonnie Willis.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's everything old is new again.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, ha, 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 which timeline are we in, Chris?
The stupidest.
The stupidest ever.
Yep.
In the wake of O.J.'s death from prostate cancer, Alex Jones suggested the COVID vaccine was to blame.
Cause turbo cancer.
Right. Yes. That's a thing, I'm told, on the right wing.
Yes, it is.
Swamp thing over there.
My friend Christian told me about it yesterday, and then as I saw the email from you, I'm like, oh, we're going to talk about turbo cancer on the show today.
Oh,
great.
Oh, my God. Jones wrote, watch O.J. Simpson demand you get your COVID shots. Turbo cancers are off the charts, and we warned you. Another InfoWars host, Lunatic, said, today O.J. Simpson dies after a battle with cancer, and of course you have to assume that he took the vaccine. Because, of course, because we live in
the stupidest timeline.
Thank you. So was O.J. Simpson paid to promote that? Did O.J. Simpson take the vaccine? Did that lead to him getting turbo cancer that then killed him just a shoe A few short years later, we're all asking the same thing.
I don't know if he did.
We don't know if he got a vaccine.
Did he?
According to, I don't know if this is important. I love that this is in the last sentence. According to immunology expert, doesn't matter now, from John Hopkins, who cares, whatever.
Doctors.
Those claims are completely made up and none of it is true. Okay. Turbo cancer? Not a thing.
Not a thing.
What is this supposed to mean? What's a turbo cancer?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Supercharged.
It goes faster?
It's cancer, but sassy. I can't. I hate everyone.
It's a big thing on the right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's, I need some, you know what? Give me 17. I need some Molly Young fast to calling out both sides in it.
Yeah.
To cleanse everything from my timeline. Here we go.
Joe Biden, while wanting to give people health care and forgive student debt, may be quite annoying to a lot of affluent Republicans. He is not really on the same level as Trump and his wildly anti-democratic. And I also would add just the supposition here that Trump is somehow not the cause of a lot of this. I mean, we have never had a presidential candidate who has made such a mockery of democracy.
Yeah, thank you. And one last one.
Even the most staunch Republican, even Richard Nixon, you know, said, okay, it's enough. So I'm just curious how you square that with the idea that this is business as usual.
First off, I want to correct the premise. Like, nowhere in the piece do I say that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are identical or that they're both doing the same thing. I don't really talk about them that much. I talk much more about the country.
But you understand that conventional framing elevates an autocrat.
Thank you. The conventional framing elevates an autocrat. It continues to normalize him and normalize this election. Mm-hmm. Anita in San Antonio, hello.
Hello. Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
You know who else came out of the whole OJ saga? The Kardashians.
Yep. Oh, and Laura Ingram.
Yeah.
That got inflicted on America.
And piggybacking on what Marie was saying, you know, white people have been killing black people for centuries in this country and getting away with it. Right. I mean, we've got Emmett Till or the three civil rights workers that were murdered. Mm-hmm. And there was jury nullification. So it's kind of understandable. I mean, OJ was guilty as crap.
Yeah.
But.
And also the point that someone made, and, you know, I'm someone that, you know, suffered domestic violence, not like Nicole, but to me it was always a story about domestic violence. Mm-hmm. You know, like as we were saying, who keeps pictures in a, you know, what do you call, what's the safety?
Safe deposit box.
Safe deposit box of their bruises and saying, if I'm dead, OJ did it. I mean, come on. You know?
Well, that's how I saw it, too. I felt like it was a domestic abuse problem. But, I mean, I can understand why some black people saw it as something, you know, a racial thing, because the Rodney King things that just happened, mm-hmm. and after, you know, watching white people get away with killing black people mm-hmm. for all that time, you know, that's how they saw it.
Yeah, well, no, because we have had an unequal system of justice for so long, but I, you know,
that's right.
But I just, I'm like, you're going to get behind a double murderer as a hero?
I know.
You know,
it's pretty much abandoned the black community and pretended that he was, remember he put, you know, like black art up in his house right before the
Right, so the jurors would see, right, and he didn't have any of that. Yeah, the whole thing was a fraud.
Exactly.
And I was saying he was a despicable liar right to the end. He cited Donald Trump in his last tweet, going, as Trump would say, fake news, I'm not dying. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah. He was always, there was a lot of misogyny there.
Yep.
They probably have a lot in common.
Yes, you know what, Anita, that's the thing. I didn't, because I'm a lame-ass white girl, but I didn't see it as race. I saw it as misogyny and domestic violence and, you know, him being able to buy reasonable guilt or, you know, reasonable doubt, excuse me. Yeah. Anyway, all right,
no.
Love you. Okay.
The Kardashians had a weird connection with it because Robert Kardashian represented O.J. Simpson, and Kris Jenner was best friends with Nicole.
Right.
And so it was like they had both sides.
So they inflicted the Kardashians and Caitlyn on us. Oh,
well, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Who's Trump support? Okay. All right.
So Caitlyn Jenner is all
wrapped up
in this, too.
Just all the swamp creatures that OJ created.
Right.
Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang coming up. Fridays with Frangela coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I lovingly packed my cozier pajamas already. Thank you. Short, long pants, but short sleeves.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, going to be cold at night. It's still April in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
However, it's going to be 70s tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I'm all set, man. 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality. Do you need all the help you can get? You need softness. You need cozy earth. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the luxurious bedding products are, oh, so temperature regulating. Excuse me. Adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. They use the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness made from viscose from bamboo. Who knew? That rhymes, but I think of it every time. I didn't know how soft. So soft. You cannot go back. I'm just warning you. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on all purchases. What? Oh, my God. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and your sleep health. Love yourself. CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller for 35% off.
Stephanie Miller.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every topic is a panic, and we really have to do something about it. I will hyperventilate and curl up in a corner someplace in the fetal position and not say a word for another week.
Okay.
As I always told Ann, my wife, it was like being locked in a shark cage for 3 hours.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8. On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Jumping music, sick DJs, fart machines and laser rays.
Uh-oh. A lot of doom and make concern letters.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. James says, I wish you would mention Robert Blake whenever you mention O.J. Simpson.
Sure, he is also a murderer.
I just did. He's also a murderer.
Also a murderer.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
but see. Robert Blake didn't recently die.
Right.
O.J. was found not guilty, so white liberals like yourself believe if that a black man's found not guilty by a jury in your eyes, he's still guilty. No, but O.J. is guilty.
Okay, let's move on. Let's see.
O.J.'s guilty.
O.J. was guilty.
I can't listen to you guys anymore. O.J. Simpson never killed anyone.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Damien said Chris Rock said it best. The O.J. case was not about race. It was about fame. If O.J. drove a bus, he'd just be some bus-driving murderer, and he's not wrong.
That's very true.
Okay.
Money is why he won that case.
Green. Well, in that particular case, not black or white, but green.
He had a really good defense team.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Who knew he was guilty?
Oh, yeah. That's why they didn't put him on the stand. Yeah.
Johnny Cochran privately said, you know, he knew he was guilty. Alan Dershowitz, I just to make despicable on top of despicable, as we said, said, oh, I would have represented. I feel really bad for Nicole and Ron's families. I would have represented them if they called me first. I mean, does it surprise you he's been a despicable Trump defender? There's like a straight line from a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean,
OJ,
he wasn't a public defender assigned to the case.
Right.
He could have said no.
Right.
But like Glenn Kirshner said last hour, Sixth Amendment says everybody is entitled to
absolutely
a vigorous defense.
And I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Even despicable double murderers.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know what? I need a liberal helper letter. Okay. Max in Denver, Max here, Steph, City by the Bay. We love you, Denver, City by the Bay. I know there's going to be people in that audience when I come on stage and say that going,
we love you, Denver, City by the Bay.
There's no bay here. What is she talking about? Okay. And they'll have to explain Blains of Glory and, okay, Will Ferrell and the whole thing. Okay. I think someone tweet about that they know that the Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor.
Did somebody really just send you that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right, it's the John Belushi and
Animal House.
We know that. Okay,
and we also
to
know
say
where.
Over,
shut up.
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Okay. All right. So they've issued us a correction for John Belushi in Animal House. Okay. I just wanted to check in and help you all prepare for your visit to Denver. I don't believe the theater you're visiting has an orchestra pit to dive into.
Oh,
if Mama falls off the stage, she will clearly be landing on hard concrete right in front of the front row. While I, for one, will lap my ass off. Thanks, Max.
It's the Paramount.
We all will.
Especially if a poof of cooter dust flies out. I don't really want Mama to get hurt. We love her too much. If you like, we can set up a trampoline in front of the stage so when Mama falls, she can bounce right
idea.
Back up and up and up. The ceiling at the Paramount Theater is really high.
It is high.
Oh, that's fun. And I could do my Sandy Duncan in Peter Pan impression.
I like
throwing out wheat thins.
It's a beautiful theater.
Yeah.
Losing your glass eye.
If we do this right, a trampoline and cooter dust can make Mama look like a rocket of liberal freedom. Just be sure to clear out any tumbleweeds. Looking forward to the show.
Tumbleweeds can hurt. They're spiky.
When is Denver? I can't. That's a long. I mean, it's a lot. Okay. June 22nd is Denver. Okay. Can I have some sexy liberal music, please? Minneapolis, you're up, Nat. You're up first tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're all flying to Minneapolis today. And then we got Philadelphia, Madison, Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and then D.C. Oh.
You'll like the Paramount. I've been there. It's a very nice theater.
Yeah, they're all very nice theaters. The Pantages tomorrow night in Minneapolis. Very exciting.
Yep.
Larry's getting excited in Minneapolis.
Hey.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
We are going to have some awesome weather for you.
I know.
So
bringing it with me.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to do the meet and greet after, but I can't quite seem to find it on the thing. I'll have to look a little harder. I want to give a shout out quick to Cy, my fellow mailman. And then I want to tell you guys, there is something we're overlooking here with why Trump's bond was lowered. Mm-hmm. His lawyers lied to the appellate court in New York.
Right. Thank you. Why does he get away with that? Okay, John Fugelsang from the airport, hopefully, next.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald is back from a trip to Israel, where he urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to give a speech to Congress. Meanwhile, Mark Pocan and 55 other Democrats are urging President Biden to withhold weapons transfers to Israel. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession, and Wisconsin at an alarming rate, according to a new Department of Public Instruction report that says 4 of every 10 new teachers are gone after 6 years. Teacher pay in real dollars in Wisconsin has dropped 20% in 12 years.
Many teachers have taken on second jobs, like driving for Uber or working in restaurants.
WEAC Teachers Union President Peggy Wirtz Olson also points to heavy workloads and hostile political rhetoric. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The University of Wisconsin's new School of Data and Information Sciences will be named after two generous alumni. John and Tasha Morgridge graduated from UW-Madison in 1955 and started making contributions to the university in the 1960s. The $260 million building is the biggest privately funded project in UW history. The building is on track to open next year. It'll feature classrooms, research facilities, and working group spaces. Madison's new school superintendent says his priorities are engaging with the community, understanding student challenges, and improving Madison's dual language immersion programs. Joel Gothard held a press conference yesterday. Gothard is a former Madison administrator, teacher, and coach who's been leading the St. Paul, Minnesota Public School District for the last 7 years. He'll take over the Madison office on May 20th. This is WMDX News.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon, and it is going to be breezy today. Our high 58, the wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 37. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We'll be right back.
can't trust any of them. Can't trust Carrie Lake, who's already flip-flopped twice and lied about supporting a ban that would, you know, jail nurses and doctors provided abortions, and let alone all the other things they can do, such as stopping abortion pills, which are also used by 60% of women. We cannot trust them. We cannot take our chances. We did take our chances, and that's how we ended up getting these Supreme Court justices that ended up banning abortion.
Future Senator Rob Ruben Gallego of the great state of Arizona, who we desperately hope is going to be in Phoenix on Saturday, September 28th, for my birthday. Sexy liberal.
It cools down in Phoenix by September 28th.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And as John Fiegelson says, it's a dry hate in Arizona. And hopefully this stupid ruling is going to turn it blue entirely and give you Senator Ruben Gallego, who I believe giggled the last time I referred to him as future senator.
Yes.
That was quite some time ago, but now it's closer to reality. Why? Because I'm always right. All right, we're trying to locate John Fiegelson in the airport. He is on his way to Minneapolis for our debut Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour.
Debut.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Huh. In the meantime, some love for Jody.
I didn't do it. What?
Draw pad. Tweets, every time I see Carol Burnett now, I see her as Jody Hamilton's mom. Thanks to the Stephanie Miller Show staff for all you do. Have fun, and on the tour, I know you will. The universe blesses you all eternally. Why, thank you. Aw, there's new etiquette now when you run into Carol Burnett. You say, aren't you smart and funny, and don't you add a lot to this fill-in-the-blank series, podcast, universe. Also, I love your daughter, Jody Hamilton. Uh-huh. That's the new etiquette.
Okay.
I did listen to that podcast yesterday.
Oh, with Marc Maron?
With Marc Maron, yes. It was very, very good.
Was it Carol Burnett was funny? Is what you're saying? That's crazy.
No, I mean,
really?
She got. Really...
I watched the new Palm Royale last night.
I didn't watch it yet.
So because she does it. And then Kristen Wiig. Okay. What?
Hi.
Go ahead.
my friend Christian, his boyfriend David, said.
She says a dirty.
Said, tell Jody that her mom is really good in this series.
Jody knows. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Christopher, who said, I detect an undercurrent of self-doubt among some Americans about what your role in the world should be at a time when our world is at history's turning point. Freedom and democracy are currently under threat around the globe. Who said that?
Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
No, that would be the Japanese Prime Minister to Congress. David Frum said, this is a very polite way to express the thought. Unfortunately, a crucial blocking faction of your Congress takes orders from a criminally indicted Russian stooge candidate for president. Thank you. That was the translation,
right,
in case you don't speak Japanese.
Right.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
Is he on?
What?
Is he there? Somebody just called in. I can't see from here.
All right. Well, we're, you know, well, listen, he's traveling. It's,
I know.
It's how,
he's in the airport.
Yes, for you. It's all for you, Minneapolis. Please, call him Damien.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
BB in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Stephanie, look, I believe now, as I believe then, that O.J. was guilty. Mm-hmm. However, the massive hypocrisy from white America amazes me when thousands and thousands of white men have murdered black people with zero consequence.
Yep. I agree.
And not one of those killers have gotten a continuous publicity that O.J. has gotten.
Well, that's what I was saying, that Chris Rock was saying. It was more about fame than it was about race. And I think that's true. It was fame and the ability to buy, a lot of reasonable doubt, right?
Well, I like the fact that Marie brought up Meg Evers and Emmett Till. We can go on and on.
By the way, Joy Reid's book is really fantastic. I started reading it, Medgar and Murley. But go ahead. Sorry, BB.
Yeah, but it wasn't really about O.J. It was about the justice system. If Clarence, as much as I dislike, and I couldn't stand O.J. Simpson, and as much as I dislike Clarence Thomas, if he was in that situation, I probably would root for him, unfortunately, because it would be about the justice system and not about the particular person.
Right.
Stephanie, one last thing. I don't mean...
Here's the straight line. Here's where Orange is the New Black. The straight line to Donald Trump is he's someone else that has, been able to buy his way out of facing the justice that black people have had to face, forever. Mm-hmm. It's about fame and money, right?
I don't necessarily disagree with that. I just think that to harp on him so much, and as I said, I'm not a fan of the guy. He's a great running back, but he was a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that the system works for the black people that were celebrating. They weren't being evil. They weren't celebrating a double murder. They were saying, now look, maybe you'll look at some of the things that we've been through, and you'll think harder, and you'll make a better decision.
Okay, BB, can I say,
not just blow us up like we don't have.
I hear you. Listen, I hear exactly what you're saying. But I think the other thing is, you know, we've seen, I was at the George Floyd protests. Like, I'm just saying, a lot of us feel like, how do I say this? OJ hurt a lot of things. He was not framed by the police. The police have been massively unfair and murderous, in fact, to many, many African Americans in this country. OJ Simpson was not framed.
Right.
You know, so to me, he hurt everybody.
I agree.
Yeah. All right.
But all of the lies and the injustice created this paranoia and created this mistrust.
I totally get what you're saying.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just an isolated thing. It was developed.
Yep.
Listen, this conversation gives me hope for America. We love you, BB. See you in Chicago, I hope. Okay. Rocky Mountain Mike, hello.
What?
Big names calling in willy-nilly.
Hi. Every time I call, I'm in a high-noise area, and that is all my fault. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I never expect you to pick up the phone so fast.
Right?
What? You're a big name. I just dump everybody for you.
I'm moving out of the high-noise area, and I want to talk to you about that.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you can hear you, yes.
Okay, so anyway, I have been under the weather. I've had, like, sinus infection, stomach thing. We went to the eclipse. I had dental surgery yesterday.
Right.
So I am just now getting to producing the promos for 60 Liberal.
No worry. You are like our... Beethoven. We just wait until your pearls drop. We don't judge.
Now you just put up the Rocky Mountain Mike bat signal, and I produce jingles.
Yes, you do.
That's my purpose in life. But we did try to call you from the eclipse, but you had more impressing, you know, things to talk about. And I believe this OJ thing is just a way to get Stormy Daniels' trial out of the news. Has
Bastard.
Anybody thought on that Jim Ward conspiratorial level?
That's funny. All right. We love you, Mike. Feel better, honey.
Yeah.
You're a national treasure.
You.
Feel better. Take care of yourself. Mwah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. Okay. Can I just say, I mentioned this yesterday, but it's always good to have an audio fun bag of rats.
Oh, what happened?
Is this Kevin McCarthy basically calling Matt Gaetz a pedophile? Yeah. Okay, good.
And I'll give you the truth why I'm not speaker. It's because one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old.
Oh.
An ethics complaint that started before I ever became speaker, and that's illegal, and I'm not going to get in the middle. Did he do it or not? I don't know. But an ethics is looking at it. And there's other people in jail because of it. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to influence it.
Bus, Matt Gaetz.
Mm-hmm.
How is it under there? Okay. What? There we go. Okay, one more.
And you know what? So then they come out and they say, because I kept government open, I'd do it all over again. We're not going to pay our troops? No, I'm going to pay my troops. You can't do the job? Okay. When it comes to the concession, the motion to vacate about one person being able to make that motion, how long has that been in the rules? Forever.
Wow, poor Kevin.
Sounds really whiny.
Poor
He's
Kevin.
Very whiny.
He really is. you're all equally awful. Fight, big bag of rats. Okay, so this is Jessica Tarlov, who we love on Fox.
I love her.
Is she talking about Bobby Kennedy saying Biden's a bigger threat to democracy?
Yeah, well, it started with Jesse Waters saying commented.
The threat to democracy point is not working, and all of the good pollsters have made that point very clear to the Biden administration, that actually the messaging that works is about the mundane stuff that people want to hear about. Lowering prescription drug prices and things like the debt and the deficit and preserving Medicare and Social Security, those are all encompassed in the economy, right? Like how you're doing and how your family's going to survive looking ahead to the future. So that point is definitely out there.
Yeah, she went on to say.
To say that Joe Biden is the threat to democracy, considering what Donald Trump and his band of lawyers tried to pull off in 2020 is complete insanity. I mean, he dispatched lawyers all over the country to overturn a free and fair election. A lot of them have pled out to doing this. A lot of them are still to face trial. And he's doing his darndest to make sure that he doesn't have to show up in any of these courtrooms because he's definitely afraid of what's going to happen there.
Do not pass go. Go directly to jail.
And as many of these January 6th
he's not
participant,
afraid of anything.
All big man, not afraid, whatever.
I know him.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure you do know him, and I don't know him, but I don't think that that man who doesn't want to even sleep in a hotel bed wants to go to jail. So don't refute what happened. We know about Sidney Powell. We know about John Eastman, who just got disbarred. Rudy Giuliani, who's obviously not in very good position. How the mighty have fallen.
Is that Judge Boxwein? He's not afraid of anything. Mm-hmm. He is this big, strong man.
Unfortunately, good for Jessica Tharlov. She is very, very pregnant right now and is about to give birth.
Yeah.
So the five is going to lose her for.
Not when democracy hangs in the balance.
I don't know. Probably Ford, the senator from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on.
Tom in North Carolina. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. Enjoy watching you on Free Speech TV.
Hiya. Go ahead.
Hi. Comment on the O.J. case.
Yeah.
A comment on the O.J. case.
Yes.
It was decided before it even began because it was set in downtown L.A. instead of in the Brentwood area. Under our system of justice, I believe one is supposed to be tried before a jury of one's peers. Well, Brentwood is not downtown.
Yes, Jody Hamilton.
West Los Angeles is a part of Los Angeles, so courts,
right,
things
right.
will happen down there anyway.
Right. Brentwood doesn't have a courthouse.
Yeah, it doesn't.
All right, thank you for calling this edition of Californian GPS.
West L.A. is a part of Los Angeles.
Yes. Santa Monica, they have a courthouse.
Because it's its own city.
It's
you just
city.
Take Sepulveda, man.
Beverly Hills has a courthouse.
Yes,
it's a separate
it's its
city.
Own city. West Hollywood.
Brentwood is a neighborhood of Los Angeles.
Yes.
So,
okay. You know. Kim in Ohio. I feel like I'm back doing my radio show in 1995. Everyone's calling about O.J.
Right.
Hi. Hi, Kim in Ohio. Hi. Do you think O.J. is guilty?
I love you.
Hi.
I love you. I
Thank
love
you.
Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized we're birthday twins.
Aw.
But as a lawyer who did color commentary on the O.J. trial, I need you to understand that O.J. can be guilty and the verdict can be right.
Mm-hmm.
The verdict was right because the case was flawed from the beginning.
Seemed like kind of a mountain
of
evidence
women.
To me. I mean, I get it. I mean, mistakes were made, I think, in every trial.
Let me explain to you why that's not true. You put a jury of black women in the box, mm-hmm. and you're allowed to come in as a juror with your life experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Those women understood that the L.A. police were corrupt. They had just gone through...
Yes, two things can be true at the same
King
time.
Trial.
Right, Rodney King. That's what I said. There was proximity to the Rodney King verdict. Yeah.
And there was the Ramparts case, where
yeah.
there was rampant corruption in the police department.
Yeah.
So you put those women in the box, and then your lead detective, Mark Furman.
Right. Is a racist, despicable POS. Right.
Of being a grand Kleagle in the Klan. One hood short. He gets on, and you realize that, as a black person, you can't believe what this person said.
That's right.
You can't believe him.
Yeah.
But if that you take that out... You have an evidence problem because you had a forensic tech that took evidence home. He broke the chain of evidence.
And Judge Ito was a disaster. So I think the whole thing was corrupted by the whole televised and the circus thing. So, no, I think you and I actually agree that two things can be true at once. That there were a lot of, crooked cops, and O.J. also was guilty.
O.J. guilty of sin, but the verdict worked the way it was supposed to.
All right.
If you put on a case that's that bad,
I'm going to award you points just for one hood short of the Klan. Okay. All right. 48 minutes after the hour, we are still trying to locate we haven't activated our Fugelsangium GPS. But he is, he's traveling.
Yeah.
You know how it is. Okay. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show, because, he does a lot. They pat him down a lot because that's hard to believe that that's real. Whatever, they assume he's smuggling something maybe Python, some illegal Python.
Well, it could be metal because it looks like a giant girder.
Yeah. No, exactly. Thank you, Chris, for your help there. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by being done, man. Done with debt. Done.
Done.
Done. Listen, you know it's keeping you up all night. You want to be done. I'm just saying. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay everything off. You got inflation. You're living paycheck to paycheck. What's the statistic? Most Americans can't afford an emergency of, couple $100, right? Mm-hmm. I know how it is. Done with debt. It's your lifeline. They have an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff and negotiators knows how to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Those are the keys. Done with debt, the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but you need to hurry because some debt solutions, of course, are time sensitive. Here's how they make it easy. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's it. Donewithdebt.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Gen 90, the latest breakthrough in skincare from our friends at Genucel. Did you know it also works on those annoying bags and puffiness under your eyes instantly? Yes, those bags under your eyes from lack of sleep, being overworked, stress, even those seasonal allergies that come with spring weather. Instantly reduce the appearance of looking older anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know because I feel an instant tightening as soon as it touches my skin and that tingling. Now get Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and their luxurious Genucel XV Collagen Builder Moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Genucel.com right now for an incredible package over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Plus, get an extra 10% off automatically applied at checkout. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. We all do business with companies that sometimes don't share your values, right? Most of the time, we don't have a choice. Your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, America's progressive phone company. They share your values. They support the same causes you do, and they put their money where their mouth is.
That's right.
Over $95 million they have given to amazing nonprofit groups like Planned Parenthood, on and on. They're important right now, people. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that good feeling that comes with knowing your company's working for your values. You're making a difference just by using your phone. You get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, all the top models. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you can get $250 off any smartphone.
Yeah.
What? When you use the code Steph. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Don't forget that code is Steph for $250 off. 55 minutes after the hour. I do feel like I'm Stephanie Miller, 1995 radio show. Okay, what is it like? Everybody call it. Oh, my God. Dude, you didn't have to do any prep for like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you were just actually a lot of good discussions, and you were just talking about something that just happened to you yesterday.
Yesterday I was in the subway station here in Los Angeles, downtown, and I arrived down there, and there are four cops surrounding
white cops
surrounding this 19-year-old African American kid who was just trying to sell, you know, Sun Chips and gummy bears and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they were telling him to pack it up, you know, leave, because he wasn't allowed to sell anything down there. And I'm like, God. And
crime happening in L.A.
I
now.
I really felt like saying to the cops, I know what meth being smoked smells like because you guys won't stop that from happening on the subway.
Yeah.
But you're trying to harass this poor kid, entrepreneurial kid, who's trying to make a buck, saw a hole in the market because there's no retail down there, nowhere to buy any snacks down in the subway.
Yeah.
And
you said the kid was trying to be...
He was trying to be as polite as possible, but yeah, he was frustrated.
Yeah.
And I felt his frustration, and I really wanted to say something to the cops, but I just held back, and all afternoon I felt guilty.
Yeah.
About not.
Yeah.
It could
have escalated really
badly.
Yeah.
And
Jody was, we were mentioning Eric Garner. It reminded you of, you know, selling loose cigarettes.
Right.
And so, you know, I understand people's, I think this is, the OJ death is bringing up a lot of stuff for a lot of people, you know, because it really was that, what did they call it? That cracked racial mirror that, you know, that when you've had a different experience your whole life with the police, it just, there was a different way.
Yeah.
But you know, it is interesting that both of the black people just called into the show said, OJ's guilty.
Right.
They knew OJ was guilty, but, you know, they said also because you'd had Rodney King and the Rampart, you know, there's just a lot of police corruption. So
it shouldn't have taken four cops cops to take care of that. It really, really bugged me yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I understand because we all think that. I remember, you know, I was walking to go see my mom a while back, and it's, you know, it's a really red county where she was in North Carolina, and a cop pulled over a young black, I think it was a black woman, and I just like stopped and I stood there. I didn't start filming, but I swear to God, like, it's just that, but that is that, like, should I get involved? Because it didn't look like she was doing anything. It looked like he was harassing her, and but I thought we're all like not sure to what degree do you get involved,
right?
But it's yeah, anyway. Yeah. All right, Michelangelo in Denver on the 1995 Stephanie Miller Show. Hi. Hi, Mike.
Hi, folks. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, I just wanted to quickly mention here a compare and contrast two people. What a waste of life with O.J. Simpson. And I'm not saying him, Ron and Nicole, but compare and contrast.
Okay. Heartbreak, sorry, Frangela next.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When you're
you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.